Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I receive a lot of emails on relationships and questions as to whether a certain person is someone else's soulmate. I don't believe, and I have never believed, that we only have one soulmate. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I believe we have many soulmates, and our souls are perfectly mated to many different people throughout our lifetime, depending on what our soul needs to learn at that time. We may spend a minimal amount of time with some soulmates in our life, knowing all the while that the connection was soulful. Other soulmates may spend decades together as they grow, learn, and develop at the same pace, or grow apart. Soulmates are not just our romantic relationships. They are friends, family, and co-workers. Most typically, a woman will pour her heart out over an abusive or destructive relationship and then ask, "Is he my soulmate?" That question almost sounds unbelievable to me and a bit comical when not considered thoroughly. But my response is always, yes, absolutely. Your souls are perfectly mated to put up with each other's drama and bull. You are two souls that think alike. I always say that an alcoholic or drug addict would never be attracted to a woman like me. He will choose a mate who will accept his addiction and make it okay for him to continue. A man who is an alcoholic or a drug addict has only one word for a woman like me, and it starts with a capital B. Clearly, our souls will not mate. This scenario also holds true if the male-female roles were switched. All relationships, friend or foe, are mated for each soul's purpose. What one soul needs, the other one has. What the other soul needs, the other one has. While some of these soulmates may not look very appealing to the rest of us, these two people will find a deep connection that they need to live out together. And believe me, they are perfectly mated until one decides to grow and change. The other soul may choose to grow also. If not, the other soul moves on and the connection between them is complete. Soulmates need to live out their lesson and learn whatever it is their souls are starving for. Where one soulmate ends, another picks up where the other one left off. In any case, they will learn what they need to learn in order to get to the place that they need to be. Now, if you want to deliberately choose to be a slow learner at soul mating, just because you're angry at your former husband, former girlfriend, or your parents, then okay, it's your life. But I guarantee that if you do not understand the lesson you were being taught from that soul mate, you will have to relive it. And how does that make you feel? A gentleman emailed me because he wanted some specific affirmations to call forth a new romantic relationship. He was tired of attracting married women. I thought, how cool. This guy is really finished with his old type of soulmates. He wants a better romantic soulmate, and he will receive better simply because he's complete with the other soulmates. Many times people will say in an email that they feel as if they've known me their entire life. That's because we're soulmates. We are mated because we relate to one another. Simple as that. Folks, learn from your relationships for goodness sakes. We're all in each other's lives for a reason. Look at them as closely as your soulmates. My boyfriend is currently my soulmate. My friend H, Henrietta, is my soulmate. My mom and dad are my soulmates. My siblings are my soulmates. My friend Julie is my soulmate. Christine is my soulmate. Claudia is my soulmate. Renee is my soulmate. Each person in this wacky group of friends that I hang out with here in St. Louis are my soulmates. We are all in this life of mine together, and me and theirs. Now, how cool is that? In Cherokee, until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.